Okay. Pissed on the beach.
That's is that a probably... new cocktail you've invented, Paul?
Yes.
Pissed on the
and
beach.
And we've stolen somebody's things. What are they calling these things, don't they?
They're like sun loungers.
Sun loungers, but somebody probably paid for them to the day and I'm waiting for them to come and jump on. That's in a minute. Accuse us of being German, you know what I mean? Because they take towels and things, don't they? It's beautiful, isn't it? We just walked down some place.
We just walked down from the hotel. It's about a 10-minute walk down to the beach.
Yeah, and it's just sand, which
trying
is...
trying to relieve our guilt from having eaten too many cakes.
Yeah, never overdosed on cakes. And let's be honest, it's nicer than the beach at Aberystwyth. That's grey. I haven't actually done a bit about the grey beach at Aberystwyth, but since we're here... I was quite impressed to think that Aberystwyth's got rid of that crappy stony beach. And I said, oh, isn't that lovely? And I went, what colour's the beach? And I went, grey. Grey?
Quite upset you.
It did upset me for quite a few hours. And I figured that it's cut back, so they probably thought they couldn't afford the Christmas buffet if they had, like, nice golden sand. You know, so in the interest of future tourist trade with a nice beach, they decided to go for the Christmas buffet. But this is beautiful, isn't it? And we've been past Alexander the Donkey again, haven't we?
Yes. We're lying on sun lounges on the beach in her sonisos, waiting for the sun to set. The whole of the sky in front of us above the sea is beautiful red.
Is it?
Yeah,
the
sun goes down.
Oh.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Alexander's donkey girlfriend gone to bed, hasn't she?
Yeah.
She had enough. She voted with her. Hooves.
She might have, washed her own at an early night.
Yeah, I think he tried it on and she said, I don't love you anymore. And as soon as I get at this flea-bitten fucking pen, I'm off. And I'll even marry that goat next door so I can get away from you.
Mind you, let's face it, they could do with washing their hair.
Yeah.
A little bit on the pen and inky side.
Yeah, you flea-bitten, stinky, fly-bitten
whore
of a...
Off. Alexander, and I do fear that I smell quite donkey.
Do you smell like a Donkey Kong?
I do.
You smell like a,
like a raging
filthy
gas.
Meerkat, yes. Yeah. I've got to be honest, after I like the local music, don't get me wrong, when you've heard the same seven notes.
Do a reenactment of Captain Corelli's Mandarin out on that rock there.
I don't think so. They shot them at the end of the film, didn't they? If I remember rightly, the Germans turned around with a load of machine guns and shot them all. Huh?
She was okay, wasn't
she? Who?
Her, who was waiting for him.
Oh, yeah, she was. I mean, he's got fucking full of holes, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I love you.
We'll skip that. Let's do...
That's what you get to the end of the film,
though.
The
one Julie Walters was in, where she skipped off to Greece, didn't she, and left her husband.
Was it Julie Walters?
Yeah, it was Shirley Valentine.
Was that really Julie Walters
it
playing?
Was
it?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't
was
know
it?
That.
No, it wasn't.
No.
It was,
she was an Educating Rita, wasn't she?
Yeah. It was that one that was married to Please Sir, wasn't it? It's not Pauline...
It was a good film anyway, wasn't it?
Yeah.
She started like
it was a good film.
She started a restaurant, didn't she?
That's right. Well, she worked at a restaurant.
Because in those kind of days, in the 80s, although most people won't believe it,
it was
quite...
her husband was a Yozza Hughes.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Boys from the Black
Film. Oh, I didn't know that. Mm. I watched a film. And Joan Lumley was in, wasn't she? She was like a high-class hooker.
Yes.
But in those, like, those days, you know what I mean? Mid-80s, wasn't it? Late 80s.
Well, I think she was a friend.
Yeah. It was still fairly exotic to go to Greece, wasn't it, then?
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, I mean, my nan's day, I remember seeing a picture of my nan when she going to Spain when she was, like, in the...
Really?
And, you know, that's like, you're talking maybe the 60s or something.
Gosh.
I mean, that was pretty funky in those days,
yeah,
wasn't
I think
it?
It was just very expensive, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Cheap flights we get.
Well, yeah, I mean, to get outside your county in those days was like, well, you were well travelled, weren't you?
Yeah.
If you'd gone from Birmingham to maybe, you know,
Newcastle
upon Tyne in Stoke. Yes. Oh, shit, you're right, yeah. Oh!
But then I'm
from Yeah. The fog and the Tyne is all mine, all Stoke. Yes, it's Newcastle upon. Underline, yeah, that's it. I know what I mean. Even if nobody else does.
I'm going to need some crisps from the shop on the way back as well. Can't go to bed with no crisps. I don't know.
There's all manner of things you can buy from these shops, isn't there? Like, you know, fake Ray-Ban, Louis Vuitton, brilliant, everything you want.
Yeah, all the top perfume.
Nobody cares, are they?
But they're all in the actual, yeah. I mean, in our country, they'd be undrawn and bought.
Yeah, you'd have to be some back street in Manchester, wouldn't it? But in this, nobody gives an absolute shite here, do they?
No.
I mean, considering they're supposed to be European laws, I don't get the impression that anybody's really all that bothered, are they?
No.
And we're not talking about some back street, you know, out of the way country, are we?
No.
You know, I'm not short of a few bobby, well, they probably are since the Euro crash. Mind you, that Euro thing has gone quite quiet, hasn't it? Makes you wonder, doesn't it, really? We had all that fear of the end of the world coming and the Euro would disappear and all hellfire would break loose and the devil would come in and nothing's happened. Yeah. But there you go. But the beach is nice.